Well, good morning. It's good to be here with you on such a wonderful occasion, and it's my prayer that God will really bless you as he has been blessing us already.
大家早好，很高兴能够与大家在这么特殊的环境当中一起相聚，我相信神已经祝福了大家。
My wife said to me this morning before we left home, why don't you wear your red bow tie this morning? If I'd have worn my red bow tie, I could have been in the choir.
今天早上在我离开家的时候，我的妻子问我为什么我不戴平常的那个红色的那个领结，因为如果我戴了呢，今天我就可以加入我们的诗班了。
I almost did.
他差不多在这里。
Let's bow together in prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Our loving God, we thank you for your word.
亲爱的上帝，我们感谢你的话语。
Your word which comes to us in many ways.
你的话语来到我们当中有很多的方式。
We have the living word, your son, which we celebrate at Christmas.
我们有你永活的话语，就是你的儿子耶稣基督，也就是今天我们敬拜的主角。
And we have your written word, the Bible, which we have had read to us this morning.
我们有你写下来的话语，就是圣经，也就是今天早上我们所诵读的圣经。
We thank you that both reveal your love and your grace.
我们感谢这种不同的方式来彰显你的爱，你的恩典。
And we thank you, Lord, for the revelation of Jesus, your Son.
我们感谢你借着耶稣基督所向我们的启示。
We pray that you would speak from your word to our hearts this morning.
我们祷告你今天借着你的话语对我们的每一个人的心来说话。
And we ask it in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。Amen.
I want to speak to you this morning on the subject, what's so special about Christmas?
今天我要和大家分享的是圣诞节的特别之处在哪里。
Well, what's so special about Christmas? Some society would say,
圣诞节的特别之处在哪里呢？这个世人会说
that Christmas is all about family.
圣诞节呢是关于家庭。
Others would say it's watching the joy on our children's faces.
或者是看到洋溢在孩子们脸上的喜乐。
Others would say it's expressing love through the giving and the receiving of gifts.
有的人说呢，可能会在交换礼物当中所表现出来的那个爱。
Some say it's all about holidays or even the Boxing Day test match.
有的人甚至会说可能是假期，是大甩卖。
Society also says that there is a downside to Christmas.
世人还说圣诞节也有它的弊端。
And that is for many the real expense that they go to.
但就是呢，有些人会过度的消费。
For Christians, there are four reasons that make Christmas very special.
但对于基督徒来说，圣诞节有四个特别之处。
There is the relevance of Christmas,
就圣诞节的关联性。
The reality of Christmas,
圣诞节的事实。
The reason for Christmas,
我们庆祝圣诞节的缘由。
And the results of Christmas,
还有圣诞节的结果。
So let's look at these this morning.
所以我们下面一起来看这四点。
What's so special about Christmas?
圣诞节的特别之处到底在哪里呢？
Well, the relevance of Christmas is that God came to earth.
首先，圣诞节的关联是上帝亲自来到了人间。
It was big news when the Allies landed at Normandy Beach on D-Day invasion.
这是一个很大的消息，当盟军在诺曼底第一带的时候登陆的时候。
Which was the beginning of the end of the Second World War.
因为这标志着二次世界大战结束的开始。
It was even bigger news when God came to earth.
但这有一个更大的消息，就是上帝亲自来到了人间。
It was big news when Neil Armstrong stepped onto the moon.
当阿姆斯壮登上月球的时候，这是一个大消息。
But it doesn't compare with the news when God stepped foot on the earth.
但这个消息也不能跟与上帝踏上地球这样的消息来相比。
And that's exactly what Christmas is all about.
这就是圣诞节的意义所在。
In Philippians chapter 2 verses 5 to 7 it says this, your attitude should be the same as that of the Lord of Jesus Christ who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness.
腓立比书第二章五到七节这样说道： 你们应当以耶稣基督的心为心，他本有神的形象，却不坚持自己与神同等，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
Jesus was always by nature God.
耶稣本来就是神的形象。
Jesus clearly claimed to be God over and over again.
耶稣明确反复地宣称自己就是上帝。
And if Jesus isn't who he says he is,
如果耶稣并非他所说的那样,
well then Christianity should be outlawed.
那么整个基督的信仰都要被取缔。
Because it would be celebrating nothing but a con man.
因为我们在一起所庆祝的只是一个骗子而已。
But in Jesus, God came to the earth.
但是在耶稣里面，上帝来到了人间。
Colossians 1 verses 15 and 16 says he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, through him in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him and for him.
哥罗西书一章十五到十六节说，这爱子是那看不见的神的形象，是首先的，是在一切被造的之上。因为天上地下的万有，看得见的和看不见的，无论是做王位的，或是做主的，或是执政的，或是掌权的，都是本着他造的。万有都是借着他，又是为着他而造的。
In John's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 1 to 3, we read, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made.
约翰福音一章一到三节说，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这道太初与神同在，万有是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
Jesus said it like this, Before Abraham, I was.
耶稣也这样说道，亚伯拉罕出生以前，我已经存在了。
Or I should say, Before Abraham, I am.
我应该说，在亚伯拉罕之前，我是我。
So God came to the earth.
所以呢，上帝来到了人间。
The Bible says, If you have seen Jesus, You have seen God.
圣经这样说到，如果你看见了耶稣，你就看见了上帝。
Jesus said, I and the Father are one.
耶稣说，我与上帝本为一。
So the relevance of Christmas is that God came to the earth.
所以圣诞节的相关关联性就是上帝来到了人间。
So secondly, what's so special about Christmas?
下面，那么圣诞节的意义到底在哪里呢？
It is that the reality of Christmas is that God became a man.
这有一个圣诞节的事实，就是上帝成为了人的样式。
Again, in Philippians 2, verses 7 and 8, we read these words, But made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross.
同样在腓立比书二章七到八节说，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就谦卑自己，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
The reality is that Jesus Christ was a real man.
这个事实就是耶稣基督是个活生生的人。
He was no myth.
这不是神话。
He wasn't a vision.
不是个幻想。
He wasn't a thought in somebody's head.
不是一个虚构出来的人。
Even the Encyclopedia Britannica has more pages on Jesus Christ than any other person in the world.
甚至在大英百科全书中介绍耶稣基督的部分比其他任何一个历史的人物都要多得多。
God became a man who really existed and lived on this earth.
上帝成为了一个真实存在的人，活在了这个地球上。
Like us, he had feet.He had eyes, he had a mouth, he had nose, he had ears.
就像我们一样，他有脚，有眼，有口，有鼻，有耳。
Now, of all the ways God could have come to earth, why did he come as a baby?
其实上帝有那么多种的方式可以来到这个世上， 为什么他会选择以一个婴孩的样子来到我们中间呢？
Let me suggest to you that if God had wanted to communicate to birds, he would have come as a bird.
我想如果上帝想要跟小鸟交流的话，他就会变成小鸟。
But God wanted to communicate to human beings, so he became one.
但是他要想和人类交流和沟通呢，他就变成了人。
Why a baby?
为什么是个婴孩呢？
Because no one was afraid of a baby.
因为没有人会害怕孩子，婴孩。
If he'd come in all his glory, many would have been scared off.
如果他带着他全部的荣耀来到人世间，我相信很多人会被吓到的。
But the Bible says that he was like you and me.
但是圣经告诉我们，他来到我们中间，就像你，就像我。
He was born like us.
他出生就像我们一样。
He entered the same way through the birth canal.
他一样的像我们通过妇女出生出来。
He grew like us.
他成长也跟我们一样。
Luke tells us that Jesus increased in stature and favor with God and man.
路加福音告诉我们，耶稣的智慧和身量，以及神和人对他的爱，都不断的增长。
He grew like us, except he lived as a Palestinian Jew.
他跟我们一样成长起来，只不过他是作为一个巴勒斯坦的犹太人。
He was tempted like us.
跟我们一样，他各方面受到试探。
The Bible says he was tempted like us in every way, yet without sin.
圣经告诉我们，他受过各种各样的试探，跟我们一样，但是他没有犯罪。
And this is good news because God now can relate to us, to our temptations, to our struggles.
这是一个何等大的好消息，因为上帝他明白也经历我们的试探和挣扎。
He suffered like us.
跟我们一样，他遭受苦难。
He suffered pain.
他遭受疼痛
，disappointment，
失望
，loneliness，
孤独
，grief，
哀愁
，fatigue，
贫乏困乏
，tiredness，
困倦。
In Gethsemane, he said, "My sorrow is so great that it almost crushes me."
在克西马尼园，他说：“我痛苦的要命，我快要死了。”
Because he suffered like us, he knows the feelings that that we have because he was a human being.
因为他和我们一样遭受痛苦，所以他懂得我们的感受，因为他跟我们一样也是人。
It's important for us to realize that God became what we are so that we can become what he is.
所以非常重要，让我们知道神成了我们的样子，以至于我们能够成为他的样子。
We can be children of God.
我们能够成为神的儿女。
Having and displaying godly characteristics which come out of experiencing the fruits of the Spirit.
而且因着圣灵的果子，我们生出神的性情来。
God became like us through the incarnation.
上帝化身成为我们人类。
Remember, they called him Emmanuel, which means God with us.
我们要记住，他称自己为以马内利，就是神与我们同在的意思。
The relevance of Christmas was that God came to this earth.
圣诞节的关联是上帝来到了人间。
So further, what's so special about Christmas?
所以另外，圣诞节的特别之处到底在哪里呢？
Well, the reality of Christmas is that God not only came to earth, but he became a man.
这个圣诞节的事实就是神不单单来到了人世间，他还成为了人的样式。
And now the reason for Christmas. The Bible says that Jesus Christ came to die.
那我们现在讲圣诞节的缘由。圣经告诉我们，耶稣基督来了是为我们，为你，为我而死。
He came in reality to die for me and to die for you.
他真实的来到人世间，为你，为我而死。
This isn't something that people generally talk about when they talk about Christmas.
这是在圣诞节人们一般不会聊的话题。
But again, in Philippians 2:8, it says, "And being found in appearance of a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross."
所以腓立比书二章八节告诉我们，既然有人的样子，就自甘卑微，顺服至死，且死在十字架上。
Now notice that Jesus didn't stay in a manger.
我们要注意，耶稣没有待在马槽里。
After a short life of 33 years, he went to a cross.
短短的33年的生命，他就上了十字架。
He voluntarily laid down his life for us.
他甘愿为我们舍去了他的生命。
And why did he do it?
为什么他要这样做呢？
The Bible gives a number of reasons.
圣经告诉我们了好几个的原因。
He did it to show us God's love.
他这样做是要向世界来显明神的爱。
Romans 5:8 says this, that God demonstrates his own love for us in this, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
罗马书五章八节说道，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神对我们的爱就在此显明了。
We've only to stop and pause for a moment and look at the cross to realize how much God loves us.
我们只要停下来一下，我们看一看这十字架，我们就知道上帝有多么的爱我们。
The Bible says, "Greater love is no man than this, than he lay down his life for his friends."
圣经告诉我们，人为朋友舍命，人间的爱没有比这个更大的了。
The greatest expression of love is to give your life for someone else.
爱最至极的表达就是为别人舍命。
God so loved that he gave his Son for you and for me.
所以神爱我们到一个地步，甚至把他的儿子舍了，为你，为我。
Another reason that the Bible gives is that he died on the cross to pay the price of our sin.
另外一个原因，圣经告诉我们的，耶稣死在十字架上，是为我们的罪付上了代价。
In 1 Peter 2:24 it says this, He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you are healed.
彼得前书二章二十四节说道，他被挂在木头上，亲自担当了我们的罪，使我们既不活在罪中，就可以在义而活。因他受的鞭伤，你们就得了医治。
Do you remember when the angels came and announced Jesus' birth?
你们还记得天使来宣告耶稣诞生的时候吗？
They said, "Don't be afraid, for unto you this day is born a Savior."
他们说不要怕，今天为你们生了一个救主。
Now, what is the Savior?
什么是救主呢？
We hear people say that Jesus saves.
我们听说耶稣可以拯救。
Some people even make a joke out of it.
有些人甚至以此来开玩笑。
But what does it mean?
那到底是什么意思呢？
In a word, salvation means freedom.
如果救恩用一个字来解释，就是自由。
Freedom from guilt.
从罪中得自由。
Freedom from hell.
从地狱中得自由。
Freedom from all the things that tie me down.
从捆绑当中得到自由。
Freedom to become what God wants me to be.
自由的成为神要我们成为的那个样式。
Freedom and the ability to break bad habits.
从坏习惯中得到自由。
Freedom to have a new purpose in life.
自由的得到生命的新的目的和意义。
Salvation means becoming what God wants us to be.
救恩指的就是神要我们成为我们要成为的样子。
The Bible says very clearly that unto you is born this day a Savior.
圣经非常清楚地告诉我们，今天为你们生了救主。
One who has come to set us free.
他来到这里让我们得自由。
And Christmas is a demonstration of God's purpose in bringing freedom.
圣诞节就是这样的一个例子，一个展示神给人带来自由这样的目的。
I wonder if you have ever heard lifeguards talk about swimming out to save someone who's drowning.
我不知道你有没有听过那个救生员谈论如何去抢救那个救水溺水的人。
I have heard them say that they have to wait until that drowning person realizes that they can't save themselves.
我听说他们说他们必须要等到那个溺水的人能够放弃自己的自救，知道自己救不了自己。
Jesus cannot be our Savior until we recognize exactly that, that we can't save ourselves.
同样，除非你意识到你自己无法自救，否则耶稣无法成为你的救主。
Jesus came to this earth because he loves you.
耶稣来到这个世界上，因为他爱你。
And that's the main reason of Christmas.
这才是圣诞节后面最主要的原因。
So finally, what's so special about Christmas?
所以最后圣诞节的特别之处在哪里呢？
I think the result speaks for itself.
我相信圣诞节的结果表明这个的意义。
The result is that Jesus is now Lord.
圣诞节的结果就是现在耶稣成为了主，耶稣是主。
And what does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
You see that the cross wasn't the end for Jesus Christ.
你们可以看到十字架并非是耶稣基督的终结。
He didn't stay dead. He didn't stay in the grave.
他没有仅仅死在上面，或者说他留在了坟墓里面。
He rose 3 days later.
他在三天后复活了。
He is alive today, and millions of people attest to that.
他今天仍然活着，成千上万的人可以证明这一点。
Because millions and millions of people have this personal relationship with him.
因为成千上万的人和耶稣基督有真实的个人的关系。
In Philippians 2, verses 9 to 11, it says this, Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name.That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
腓立比书二章九到十一节这样说：因此，神把他升为至高，并且赐给他超过万民之上的名，使天上、地上和地底下的一切因着耶稣的名都要屈膝，并且口里承认耶稣基督是主。归荣耀给父神。
Now it says here in Philippians that because Jesus came and humbled himself, God has done two things.
所以腓立比书这里说到，因着耶稣谦卑地来到这里，神做了两件大事情。
God has given Jesus a new name that is to be honored above every other name.
神给耶稣了超乎万民之上的名。
So he has given him this new name that's above all.
他还被给予了一个新的名字。
Now what does it mean that Jesus was given a new name?
耶稣被赋予这个新的名字有什么意义呢？
You need to understand that in New Testament times, the name Jesus was probably the most common name for boys.
你们需要知道，其实在新约的时代，耶稣这个名字其实是男孩子名字当中非常常见的。
So what is the new name that Jesus was given?
那么耶稣得到那个新名字是什么呢？
It is Lord.
就是主。
And that new name means that he is master, the owner, the one in charge.
这个名字的意思就是他是主人，他是所有者，他是统治者。
He is the ruler.
他是统治者。
Over 600 times in the New Testament, Jesus is called Lord.
在新约圣经里，耶稣被称为主的次数超过了600次。
I don't know what the future holds.
我不知道明天会如何。
But I do know who holds the future.
但我知道谁掌管明天。
Jesus as Lord is in control.
耶稣是主，耶稣是掌权的主。
We as Christians need to submit our lives continually to Him.
我们基督徒需要把我们的生命交托给他。
What I am saying is that you should never use the word Lord lightly.
我想说的是，你不应该轻易随便的使用主这个字。
The Bible tells us that one day every knee will bow before him and call him Lord.
圣经告诉我们，有一天每个人都要来到他的面前，屈膝称呼他为主。
Some will do it freely, others not so freely.
有些人会自由地来到他面前，有的人却不是。
But on that day, all people will bow before him and honor him as Lord.
但在那天，每个人都要向他弯腰屈膝在他的面前。
The despots of this world.
这个世界的暴君。
The great sporting heroes of this world.
最有名、最伟大的体育明星。
The political leaders of the world.
政治领袖，这世界上的
kings and queens of nations of this world，
国王或者王后。
We have a choice. We can either bow now or one day we will bow with everyone else.
他们都向他来下拜，但我们每一个人都有一个选择，就是今天我们就下拜，或者等将来我们来敬拜。
So to sum up, what's so special about Christmas?
所以当我们来总结圣诞节的特别之处到底在哪里？
It's relevance. God in person came to this earth.
他的关联，神，上帝来到了人世间。
The reality of it was that God came as a person, as a man.
圣诞节的事实就是上帝成为了人的样式。
The reason behind it was that he came in order that his son might go to the cross and die on our behalf.
圣诞节的缘由就是他的儿子来到我们的当中，成为我们的样式，为我们死在了十字架上。
In order that we may relate to him and live.
以至于让我们能够与他重新相连。
And the result of that first Christmas is that Jesus will be known for all time as Lord.
第一个圣诞节的结果就是神耶稣永永远远成为主，永永远远做主。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we acknowledge that we live in a world that really knows very little about the real meaning of Christmas.
天父，我们承认我们生活在一个世界，很少的人真正知道圣诞节的意义。
When we watch things like Carols by Candlelight, which will be on this evening, Father, we realize again that many of those who stand and perform really don't know Jesus.
当我们可能今天晚上来到很多电视上所表演的这些圣诞烛光晚会的时候，我们知道很多人站在那里的人并不知道你，并不认识你。
But we this morning want to bow before you and give you thanks for coming to this earth.
但今天我们聚集在一起，我们向你来屈膝，我们一起来庆祝你来到的人世间。
We want to give you thanks, Lord Jesus, that you became a man.
我们要来感谢你，耶稣基督，你成为了人的样式。
That you lived amongst us.
你在我们当中生活。
That you experienced all that we experience.
你经历了一切我们所经历的。
And yet you rose above.
但是你复活超过我们。
We thank you that you were willing to do the Father's will and to die on the cross for our sin.
我们感谢你，你愿意遵从天父的旨意，在十字架上为我们的罪而死。
And Lord Jesus, many of us here this morning would now just simply freely bow our knee before you and worship you and acknowledge you as Lord.
主耶稣，我们愿意今天早上来到你的面前，屈膝向你敬拜，承认你是我们的主，敬拜你是我们的主。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.